Boney James. It's called Groovus. Welcome everyone to Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. And now it's time for the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show with your host, Ann Wooten Taylor. A good morning there still, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, real good, real good. Had just wrapped up a great sports show up here on Studio W. You know, we have a our sports show every Saturday morning, a little early on your side, 9 a.m. right here on the East Coast, 8 o'clock your time. And
did you talk about the World Cup, Morocco being, I think, the first African-American team to make it that far?
We didn't get that far. We just hung up.
Look at you talking too much, as usual. Well,
oh, see? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's started already. You know how Ann loves to abuse me each and every Saturday morning. But that's okay. I will get her back tomorrow.
It's history. That was history.
Well, good.
You talk too much to get history on the show, really?
Yeah, we talk a lot.
I know you do. thank you. Finally, you admit it. Thank you.
Yeah, I do talk a lot, but not more than my good friend, Ann Wooten Taylor. Ann, you have guests this morning. Yes, you do.
I have two lovely and talented guests on the show with us today, and we're going to have a wonderful discussion. That means I'm not going to get you for not giving Morocco its props. But yes, William, while you try to deflect and redirect me, I'm still on you.
Yeah, I know it. Okay. We'll address this at the end of your show, okay?
That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
We'll get to that. And I will say congratulations to Morocco, even though I know very little about soccer. But they are the first African nation ever to reach World Cup semifinals. Congratulations to our brothers and sisters in Morocco. And please accept my apologies on behalf of Studio W Buzz and William, since he don't have enough sense to apologize himself.
And we will speak afterwards, okay?
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. I am Ann Wooten Taylor, the CEO of Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries. We're a nonprofit organization. We teach the biblical principles about the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. We do that through our 12-week health and fitness course, which you guys just missed. And you missed a treat. It was our 10-year celebration. So we had our health and fitness masterclass with health and fitness gurus from all across the country. We had Elsa Caballero. She's a Christian nutritionist out of Florida. And she's also a podcaster. And she's the founder of the Restoring You Project, too. We had with us Tara Cannon. She's the author of, Dr. Tara Cannon. She has a PhD in nursing, and she's the author of Health and Wellness for the Believer. And both of them were doing health and fitness from a Christian standpoint, but at the same time in their expertise. Dr. Cannon was talking about it from a medical standpoint. Elsa was talking about it, you know, Christian nutrition in general. And then we had the First Lady of Fitness, Deborah Michelle Jones, giving us two free workouts every week. You guys don't know. If you missed it, you missed an incredible, incredible class. And we thank God for 10 years of serving him and his people and spreading his message throughout the world that Jesus Christ is the answer even to your health and fitness issues. So that said, don't worry. If you missed it, we will have another class. We do it just about every year, but the master class was special. Okay. The master class was special, but you know, we'll let you know when we have another class coming up. I do want to remind everybody that, you know, not only are we a syndicated radio show, but we are now also on iTunes and Spotify. So that's right. iTunes and Spotify. In addition to our, In addition to our other affiliate stations that we're working with. So So you guys have a bunch of different bites at the apple when it comes to listening to the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. But before we get to that, it is time for your weekly motivation. Remember, our motivations are designed to encourage you to stay the course if you've been doing well on your health and fitness journey, to inspire you to get up and try again if you fell down somewhere along the way, and to motivate you to get healthy and fit through Christ if you haven't been able to find a reason to get healthy and fit on your own. So today's motivation is entitled, Magnify the Lord. Have you ever looked back over your life and realized that many of the problems that once seemed insurmountable actually turned out to be no big deal? Afterwards, did you wonder why you were so worried about it at the time? I know I have. The enemy is a lot like a wild animal who puffs himself up and your circumstances like a balloon in order to make them appear larger and scarier than they truly are. Just like prey in the wild, we react to the inflated scene playing out in our lives, often with worry, doubt, fear, and hopelessness. After the storm is over, you realize the wind howled, the thunder roared, and the huge raindrops sounded like hail while hitting the windows, but it was only just a rainstorm with only minor damage, if any. You probably don't believe this right now, but the truth is, it's the same thing in terms of health and fitness. I know in your mind you think it can't be done. From your perspective, losing weight is an impossible dream because you couldn't start, let alone stick with a diet and exercise plan for the remainder of your life, even if your life depended on it. A lot of people have believed that inflated lie from the enemy and lost their lives when they had the power through Christ to be spared from a painful, unnecessary death. From your perspective, your problem with your weight and eating disorder can't be conquered. From God's point of view, it's already done. Yes, it's a big problem, but it has a very workable solution when taken in small increments. Contrary to the enemy's messages of defeat, God says you will be victorious. All you have to do is believe the truth and act on it in faith. Instead of magnifying your weight loss problem or the eating disorder, remember how big your God is. He is the God of all creation, and there is nothing greater than him. When you feel tempted to look at the size of the problem before you, remember all the times God has delivered you from the other huge problems of life. Then follow Mary's example and declare, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." If you're ready to stop inflating your health and fitness problem and magnify the Lord instead, purchase your copies of the Eating as an Act of Worship workbook and the Eating as an Act of Worship Teacher's Edition online today at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. In the books, you'll learn the biblical principles regarding the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. Don't forget to read our weekly blog for motivation to stay healthy and fit through Christ. And follow us daily on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest for recipes and diet and exercise tips. Then tune in to our syndicated radio show on the DFW Den radio station, Studio W Buzz radio station, and Victory KVDW 100.9 FM. 95.3 FM and 1530 AM in Little Rock, Arkansas for interviews and health and fitness trends. Now, to be a little bit more specific, let me help you all understand just how good you've got it, okay? Yeah, we air live right here on Studio W Buzz every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock AM Central Time. But we also air at 10 o'clock AM Central Time here in Little Rock on Victory KVDW 100.9 FM, 95.3 FM, and 1530 AM. That's every Saturday morning here in Little Rock. Then at noon, you can catch us on the DFW Den Network. That's right. Just go to www.dfwdenradio.com. That's right. Go to www.dfwdenradio.com every day at 12 noon and 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time to listen to the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. On top of that, you've got us on iTunes and Spotify. And if you go to the Studio W Buzz website and subscribe, that's www.studiowbuzz.com, you can even go to the archives of the old shows and listen to whatever you want, whenever you want, at your leisure. So, folks, you have no excuses. I mean, zero excuses for missing the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. We are available to you at all times, day or night, whatever fits your schedule. All right? So no excuses, no excuses. I expect you to tune in and tell a friend, because we want the whole world to know that Jesus Christ is the answer, even when it comes to health and fitness. All right, everybody? Yes. All right. We've got a fabulous show lined up for you today. We have a returning guest, the fabulous, the wonderful, the talented, and the very knowledgeable Marie McKenzie. She's back with us. You guys may have remember us having her on earlier. We were talking about her work, her ministry work, dealing with those who've been sexually abused, especially her new book on the subject. But now she's written an anthology with a couple of good friends, one of whom is with us. We've got Miss Angela Taylor Fisher with us today, Coach Angela Taylor Fisher, by the way. And they've written a book together along with some other collaborators called Are You Lit? Meaning, are you a leader intentionally trailblazing? I can't wait to dig into that. Before we do, let me give you a little introduction again to Sister McKenzie, and I'll let her introduce her friend, Miss Angela Taylor Fisher. But Marie McKenzie had graduated with an associate's degree in nursing in 1998 and immediately began working in the emergency department. In 2003, she earned a bachelor's degree in healthcare services. In 2006, a master's degree in business, and in 2013, a bachelor's degree in nursing. She has over 24 years of experience as a registered nurse, mostly in the emergency department. She's a forensic nurse examiner and the best-selling author of Things That Keep Me Up at Night, her memoir, which she shares her journey from childhood sexual assault to thriving and surviving. She is one of the sexual assault nurse examiners who work with the Victim Services of Central Florida, a certified rape crisis center, to provide confidential services to adolescent and adult sexual assault victims in Orange, Osceola, and Seminole counties in the state of Florida. She started caring for victims by assisting physicians in the emergency department. She's been a trained forensic nurse examiner since 2014. She enjoys working in partnership with the multidisciplinary sexual assault response team and believes that the forensics exam plays an important part in the victim's healing and finding justice. Sister McKenzie is currently a nursing instructor, a certified emergency nurse, and a trained sexual assault nurse examiner. She's a former board member of the Inner Truth Project, a not-for-profit organization that works with survivors of sexual violence to help them regain their voices, heal, thrive, and survive. Thank you so much for returning to the show, my friend. How are you today?
I am doing great and so happy to be here. Thank you for having us on today.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for sharing your new book with me.
I'm so excited.
I am too. I love the title, Are You Lit?
Yes.
Leader Intentionally Trailblazing. That is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. How did you come up with it? Or was it, you know, one of those things that the three of you or I forget how many people are involved, collaborating on to come up with?
Yeah, there are 10 of us, and the visionary is Dr. Doreen Letsam Reed, and it was her vision.
Wow.
And she came up with the title, Are You Lit?
Oh, wow, wow. And so you guys are all a part of the vision, making the vision a reality. That's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about it. You know, what is the purpose? I mean, I think the title tells you a whole lot, but what do you want people to take away from the book?
There are 10 coaches who co-authored this book, including Dr. Doreen Netsamree, 9 women and 1 man, Dr. Roger Dixon. And his title is entitled Jailbreak. We're all coaches. We're all part of healing ministries. His title, Jailbreak, he works with men 20 to 40 returning from the prison system to help them regain their purpose and thrive. My chapter is chapter 6, and it's entitled, Are You Shut In? I coach victims of sexual violence to help them avoid the thought of being traumatized a second time, to position them as powerful self-advocates instead of becoming emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically shut in. Mm-hmm. And to broaden that, as you know, sexual violence is one of the most heinous acts mm-hmm. an individual can inflict on another. Mm-hmm. While some victims are able to seek help to heal and mm-hmm. get justice right away, some becomes overwhelmed. Because when you're traumatized, you know, your brain works differently and everyone doesn't mm-hmm. react the mm-hmm. same way. So some become shut in. It may be weeks, months, years, or even a lifetime. Some mm-hmm. people never recover, you mm-hmm. know, some never share. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and the statistics is just so overwhelming. The conversation is changing, thank God. So I'm mm-hmm. here. If you're shut in, you don't have to be. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Angela Taylor Fisher, they sound the alarm coach. Introduce herself. There is another coach, Tanisha Carroll. She mm-hmm. works with moms of tweens to mm-hmm. help them navigate, you know, their relationship. Mm-hmm. Her title is called Rethink Madness. But it's so amazing. And the way the collaboration works with all mm-hmm. the coaches and co-authors mm-hmm. to make this happen. And initially we didn't know mm-hmm. each other.
Wow.
Coach Doreen brought us together. It's just amazing how we are all survivors mm-hmm. who are thriving and are positioning ourselves to mm-hmm. help others, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just lit. We are lit.
So, wow, praise the Lord. I love the one about the tweens, because you know, people always talk about leaders, but fundamentally speaking, every person who's a parent is automatically a leader. I mean, yes. You are automatically a leader in your household. So the majority of people on the planet will experience at least leadership in that one capacity in life. And you really yes. do need to sometimes be prepared for it. Especially if it's a surprise that you weren't expecting, to have to deal with. But you yeah. said, your friend Angela Taylor Fisher.
Hello. Lady,
how are you today?
I'm great. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for, allowing me to come onto this platform to share my coaching business. And hey, Coach Marie, my friend. I just wanted to say that, she is so correct. We did not know each other mm-hmm. and we were brought together by, our visionary leader, Coach Doreen Letson Reed. But what we found to be so interesting and so, God is so intentional, that he intentionally brought us together is that even though we're all coaching a different platform, but all of our experiences and what we do intertwined with one another. Mm-hmm. And it would just blew our mind because, as I was, speaking to a young lady last night on my book reader tour, I was explaining to her that we didn't know we were out there. We didn't know each other were out there doing this amazing work in the kingdom and having so many similarities, but yet mm-hmm. doing something different. And for mm-hmm. us all to come together under one roof,
right,
and make this a collaboration into a book. This was truly God intentional and so divine connection. I truly believe in that. And
Amen.
So with that being said, I just want to introduce myself. I am Coach Angela Taylor Fisher. Mm-hmm. I'm coming to you all the way from Dallas, Texas. Close to Little Rock. Hey.
Yes, yes, yes.
You guys are about, what, 5 hours away? Not too far.
I think six. Look, when we take that road trip, we might do some stuff we're not supposed to do.
Exactly. You got to stop along the way. I'm sure
right.
Stop at Bucky's. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do.
Right.
But I am the Sound the Alarm expert, and I coach single mothers ages 30 to 40. To count up the cost of remaining in financial, emotional, and mental struggle, to overcome rejection, abandonment, frustration caused by the lack of spousal or parental support, mm-hmm. with practical, results-driven financial strategies, wisdom, and biblical principles that sounds the alarm,
right.
to ignite zeal to quickly overcome difficult circumstances, but I also teach these young ladies there's a price to pay. Mm-hmm. And then, which is you have to have passionate resilience, mm-hmm. igniting the confidence to endure. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. That's my coaching business. I work with the single mothers ages 30 to 40.
Wow. That's a blessing. And look, you know, I remember when I was growing up, that became kind of like, a sounding board for a whole lot of women, that they were single mothers and they, you know, if in my area at least, seemed to mm-hmm. sort of lean on each other, and gain strength from that support with each other from, and not only that, it was everybody finally saying, okay, yeah, it's happening to me too. Yeah, it's happening to me too. And it's, you know, sort of is now the norm, whereas it probably a long time ago used to be the exception. So I can imagine, that the work you do to further support and help them is absolutely, life-changing. Tell us, you know, how you came to come to even want to do this. You know, what were the steps that led you to the point to say, okay, I'm going to be a coach for the mothers.
Well, my story has a unique twist to it. Mm-hmm. To where it, again, I had said everything, I believe that that God is intentional. He doesn't do anything by accident or coincidence.
Amen. Amen.
And, I've never been a single mother. Mm-hmm. I'm a mother, but I've always been married. Mm-hmm. But over 25 years ago, it's like God would just send single moms to me. Mm-hmm. So I have been assisting them and helping them for years, mm-hmm. never even thinking anything of it. I just knew to help. You know, mm-hmm. I always wanted to help. I had that gift to, or that, you know, that mantle to help solve problems or give suggestions or even financial strategies and wisdom, mm-hmm. and just being there. And so I kept seeing the pattern of these women, but they were all single mothers. And I said, God, this is unique and different. Like, why me? I've never, but you know, had to do that, but mm-hmm. he just gave me that anointed. So I've been doing it for years. And then when I joined, Coach Doreen's Build and Brand a Business in 90 days, mm-hmm. She began to help all of us coaches to unlock what was inside of us and the things that we were doing for years that we didn't realize that we were already coaching, we were already mm-hmm. mentoring. And so that's how it came about. And she said clearly to me, your mantle is, this is what you do. Mm-hmm. It's single women. It's, I didn't have a whole lot of married women come to me and say, can you help?
Mm-hmm.
Always single mothers. Mm-hmm. And then God just allowed me to be able to assist them. And so here I am.
You know, that's the God has that way of taking us by the hand and leading us, because I am such a witness to what you just said. Such a witness. I mean, every step of the way with this, it's always been like, okay, Lord, but I don't know if I can do that. You're already doing it.
You're already doing it.
You know, I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't realize that's what that was. Uh-huh. Yeah. Been having you do it for a long time. Now you're just going to do it in a different form. But we, again, it's one of those magnifying what we see as a problem instead of magnifying the Lord type situations, even when it comes to the purpose and the anointing that the Lord has on our lives. It can be scary, because I promise you, if I had had my way, none of this would be happening. Because I was trying to run.
Look, you're not by yourself. I ran. I hid. He pulled the covers off.
Right.
I'm out there.
So. I apologize, guys. My voice is kind of raspy this morning. I hope the tea is helping me a little bit more. But it's amazing how you have so many people doing so many different things and then not being aware of each other until the Lord sees fit to bring you together. Have you found, because for me, I know it's true, that I discovered God's word again to be so faithfully true, that iron sharpens iron. Have you guys been sharpening each other, Marie?
Yes, we've been supporting each other.
Yeah.
Right now we're promoting the book and our different businesses. We go in each other's broadcasts, whether it be Facebook or Clubhouse, whatever. We join each other's events and help to promote each other and support each other. Mm. It's just amazing.
Awesome. Awesome. What about you?
Competition, just collaboration. Yes.
And that's a blessing. That's a blessing when you can get that part out of the way. I think that's one of the things that hurts the body of Christ in a lot of ways. Because we get into the world's mindset that, you know, you gotta be the one that's on top. You gotta be the one that's number one. And Jesus made it really clear to the disciples, you know, before he went to the cross that in order to be the greatest in his kingdom, you have to be a servant.
That's it.
So many people get that wrong about what it means to be a servant. It's just, it's amazing. I really do want you guys, before I talk too much, to share what you think that means. What do you think it means? Because you mentioned there's no competition. And if there's no competition, then it has to be the opposite of that. It has to be, like you said, the collaboration. And very often that means being in service to each other. So what do you think that means? Sister Marie, what does that look like for you?
What it looked like for us is supporting each other. We may refer clients to each other. Someone may contact me that I think Coach Angela would be better suited for that individual. I have no problem referring to Coach Angela or one of the other coaches in our network. Mm-hmm. So that's collaboration for me. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm going to take this client, although I feel that I may not be the ideal coach. Mm-hmm. No, I will send that person to Coach Angela or another person in the network.
And what about you, Coach Angela? What does servanthood mean to you in terms of what you all are doing?
Well, you know, they always say that in order to be a great leader, you have to be a great follower.
All right.
So following is serving. Mm-hmm. You're serving the person who's in front of you. So you have to learn that aspect first of how to follow before you lead. And then you have to learn how to lead when it's time to lead and follow when it's time to follow.
Preach. Say it again. Preach. That's preach.
You can't be the leader all the time.
No.
You have to get in line some of the time, right? Mm-hmm. And so what I noticed is when we all came together, just to bounce back off of what Coach Marie was saying about how there's no competition, the thing that I noticed immediately when I began to hear what each author did, their coach, I thought, I may not do that, but I know somebody who needs that.
Right.
Everybody knows some woman that's a single mother. Everybody knows someone that may have been dealing with menstrual issues and everyone knows someone that has tween daughters. Mm-hmm. We may even know people who have been incarcerated, our relatives, our neighbors. It's like all of us knew somebody, know somebody that we could easily refer to one of the coaches.
Exactly.
So that's kind of how I look at reason why I feel like there's no, competition. And when there's no competition, there's unity.
Competition
causes division.
Preach.
Preach. You know, I'm a pastor, so you know, I kind of
got go on now.
I understand.
We don't have church. We're going to have church
because I understand leadership, and I've seen people come into the house of God with division on their mind because they want to be in front. If you don't grab a hold of that and teach unity, they'll tear your church down.
Right? Amen.
I really understand working to, because of my experience with that, I understand when to lead, when to follow. And I'm really big on unity. So I came into this group with the mindset of working with us and not working against us. So that's my point of view of being a servant.
Girl, don't make me go into testimony service right here. Okay. Woo, yes, sir. Yes, she has hit all the major points. Mercy. Praise the Lord. I think that's a beautiful thing. Because it's a big problem, not just for the body of Christ, but even in our secular lives. I have, you know, when this started, I didn't want to work with other people because mm-hmm. I have worked with other people in Christ and prefer to work alone, you know, because if the Lord gives me something to do, I'm like, there's no choice. It just must be done. Mm-hmm. Whereas other people look at the size of the vision, look at the scope, look at the work. And, you know, if it's not their baby or if it's not what God has given them to do, or they just don't have the right spirit, you know what I'm saying? Let's just be real. They will do everything to undermine, to you know, to tear down, to limit, and I just can't stand it. Oh my gosh. I just can't stand
it. Takes a lot of prayer.
Mercy. It really does. And that thing about, you know, when it's not your time to lead anymore. I remember being put in a leadership position at the church, and the former leader decided to stay in the ministry and just wanted to micromanage me. It's like, okay, you had your time. It's not your time. It's the Lord's given me. This is for such a time as this, me.
Right.
For such a time as that was you. You know what I'm saying? And we don't know how to do that. And even secularly, William will tell you, and I guess I will allow him to speak just a second. That, you know, when we started working together in 2016 and he asked me to do the show, I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? And then, you know, William always wanted the shows on Studio W Buzz to be syndicated. And so it's like, you know what? I've been interviewed by a lot of different people on different platforms. Let's just see if they want to work together. And he was open to it. I was open to it. And it was amazing, you know, for us to sit down and talk and decide that, okay, yeah, we want to be a blessing to each other's radio stations. I mean, look, you got radio stations all over the world, all over the country, and they are surviving. There is room for you, whatever your gifting is. God will make room for you. So if you're not the star singer in the choir, that doesn't necessarily mean that you won't get your chance to sing your song. Just, you know, and I'm just using that as an example. Right. It's just one of those things. I think when we truly make it about God and stop making it about us, we can do such great things for the body of Christ. We really can. But anyway, girl, you got on my pet peeve, so I'm gonna stop talking about that. I am. I'm gonna leave that alone. Let's talk some more about your different I guess I should say your different areas of expertise that you wrote about. You, sister Angela, you were talking about the way that you work with single mothers. And I think you said that you want to, the purpose of your platform is to empower them. How exactly do you empower them through your ministry work as a coach?
One of the things that I do to empower the moms is I have to let them know that, you know, that everything worthwhile that you want to be successful in comes with a price, because that's the actual name of my coaching business. Mm. It's called The Price. Mm-hmm. And so I have to let them know that they can achieve anything, that you can't really achieve success without having to pay some type of price somewhere along the line to get to that place. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I do to empower them right off the bat, I let them know there's no judgment.
All right.
They're not going to be judged here. They're not going to be criticized here. Because I found that a lot of single mothers are judged.
Yes.
Especially if they're moms and they've never been married before.
Yeah.
You know, our society, our community, You said things have changed now, but we know back in the day.
Oh, girl.
Down upon. And a lot of times single mothers were often mistreated and
roughly
because of their situation and circumstance that a lot of them didn't have any control over.
Exactly.
You know, what was ended up not being anymore.
Right.
And so I let them know right off the bat, you don't get any judgment from me. I may not have been walking that path you're walking, but I've done some other stuff.
Right. And such were some of you. You did something. You
did some other things, so I don't have any room. So that, and I found when I let them know that, that immediately changes their persona and how they feel about themselves because they feel safe.
Yes.
So I empower them by providing that safe environment and then just encouraging them, pushing them. Listen, if I got to come to your house and help you, I'm going to come to, I've been to women's homes.
Wow.
To help them.
Praise God.
You know, to get to that, to go ahead and like whatever financial strategy I gave them, I've gone to their homes and helped them put everything, package stuff, box stuff up and get it ready to distribute. So I just empower them with just word, just encouragement and being there for them.
I gotta say, I love the title, Price. You gotta pay the price. What does Price stand for?
Passionate resilience, igniting confidence to endure. A lot of these women have lost their passion. They've been so overwhelmed trying to provide, be the mother, be the father. They lose their passion. They lose their confidence. And so that's what the price stands for. It's just getting them back into that place of resilience and confidence, letting them know they can endure and overcome all things.
Wow. Wow. Now, Sister Marie, I know you've told our audience this before. When we were talking about your book the last time you were here, but what inspired you to become an advocate, for those who've been raped, to basically start coaching them?
Yeah. My inspiration came through my personal experience and my journey as a nurse, taking care of victims of sexual violence, whether it be in a hospital or in the community setting. I remember where I was, and as my chapter is entitled, Are You Shut In? Shut in, silently hurting due to unresolved trauma, internalizing needlessly. Internalizing, like you take on the trauma, you're anxious, you're ashamed, you're reliving it, replaying it. You don't process it. You are emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically paralyzed. Some people may be walking around, functioning, going to work, church, or anything, but inside, they're dying. So based on my experience, I may not have gone through formal coaching, but I've been using the tools that help me become free from being shut in to help others. You know, over the years, never thought of doing it as a coach.
Right.
To Doreen, help us to unlock what's inside you. Oh, I've been doing this all along. Now,
it's
a more formal process, step by step, that I help them go through, you know, uncovering what really happened. Because some victims, unless they were physically raped, they don't understand that what happened to them was sexual abuse or assault. They know it's wrong and it paralyzed them, caused them to become shut in, but they don't have a name for it. So that's one of the things that I do, provide a confidential, compassionate space for to unlock that and help them realize you're not your trauma. This is not something you brought onto yourself. And additionally, rape didn't just start yesterday. It's not
right.
When you navigate the pages of the Bible, there are rapes. When you think of the one of the stories I talk about is Tamar in 2 Samuel 13.
Yes.
But you know how she was viciously raped and by her brother.
Yes.
You know, predators don't, it's not always running around on the streets. They right. see where they're trusted.
Right, you know? Right.
And sometimes it's the children. A lot of times it's the children. And victims are often blamed even when it's children, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
Oh.
So I have walked through that, yes. And
yep, you stepped on something else too. Y'all just, ooh, mercy. I'm an attorney, and so I used to represent the state in abuse and neglect cases. And so it never fails that the parent that the child's being removed from very often sided with the perpetrator. I mean, just about every single time. Sickened me. And helped me to be really motivated to do a great job to make sure that they didn't have, you know, any contact with this child until you got a lot of counseling or whatever it is that you needed, in order to be rehabilitated so this kid can go home, if that was even possible. So I completely agree that the victim is often further victimized just by the way that they're treated, by not being believed, by being forced to keep it a secret, by being forced to recant, you know, and not tell the truth. And then they look like they're not credible. I mean, it's just literally amazing the things that victims go through and then have to process and learn how to cope with for the rest of their lives. And it's just so not fair in so many ways, that these things are happening. And so then you turn that around, and do you find something similar going on, you know, in your practice, Sister Angela? I know you said that some people, you know, mm-hmm. there's a stigma around it, but yes. does it rise to the level of where some people may even get, you know, a feeling of being traumatized, so to speak, by what's happened to them?
Yes. I found with a lot of the single mothers, they have been traumatized, sexual assault. It's almost like because they're single and they don't have the covering of a man, their husband, their prey. They get a lot of predators that know that they may be in a desperate situation to pay their bills or feed their children or. And so they'll use that to their advantage to get these single moms in a predicament where they have to, you know, be sexually involved with them. And even though they're doing it, it's still a form of sexual assault because they've been manipulated into it.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Coach Marie. She backed on it because I had to explain that to a young lady that, yeah, that's still, you didn't want to do it. You did it because you felt pressured, but that's still a form of sexual assault. Yes. And so I just had a young lady on my Rita Tour broadcast last night that is a victim of sexual assault. Mm-hmm. And she said that it happened as a teen, her young adult, and she didn't get healed until she was over 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like 43. So these are the women as they come into my coaching business. I can refer them to people, women like Coach Marie and Dr. Wendy, who deals with wound trauma. So yes, I do encounter women who have been victims of trauma like that.
And I've got to say, you know, as a person who was sexually abused as a child, my weight ballooned because that was how I coped. I ate. I mean, it was one of those things that was just easy. It was there. And people have other coping mechanisms that aren't healthy. Sister Marie, have you found that the people that you've worked with tend to do things that ultimately end up being detrimental to them in order to deal with the trauma that they've experienced?
Yes, unresolved trauma. It's being manifested in other ways. I've known of adults who regress to bedwetting, drugs, promiscuity, victimizing others themselves. You know, so yes.
Wow. And what about you, Sister Angela? What have you seen people do things that are just detrimental to them and possibly others, like Sister Marie said, in order to cope in an unhealthy way with what, mm-hmm. what happened to them.
I actually met a young lady years ago, and her coping mechanism was she actually became more promiscuous. She became promiscuous because of the sexual assault and the trauma. She felt like that was all she could do. And that's a form of coping. Just whoever comes along, I want to feel good. I want to feel, even if it's just for a moment, but I want to feel loved, and this is the only way I could get it. Mm. And so I've encountered women like that, that was their, instead of getting healed, they ran into the arms of anybody that was available. Mm. And so, you know, that I had to like talk to her and kind of be brutally honest, mm. and pray with her to seek God for that, to break that. Cause mm. that was a form of addiction that she had gotten herself.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds just like addiction. It I was thinking, you know, sounds like somebody that's, you know, with a drug dealer, you know, for a temporary high. And it also, you know, we, from the world standpoint, we like to talk about addiction. Spiritually speaking, it reminds me of idolatry, right. because it's something that you run to for comfort when the Holy Spirit is supposed to be your comforter, the God who comforts you. And so it, you know, inadvertently, you made this thing, this person, you know, whatever it is, your God, instead of seeking the God who comforts. You're seeking the person, in my case, the food or beverages, as comfort. Oh, we only got 11 minutes left.
Another angle on the promiscuity, mm-hmm. that sometimes is a victim trying to regain their power. Mm. When they were raped, they were powerless. Mm. So if I give it freely, I'm in control.
Right.
It's a maladaptive way.
Mm.
Instead of processing the trauma, that's the victim's way of saying, I'm in control. I'm getting my power back.
And not only that.
Idea. I'm sorry. That just blew my mind. I'm so glad you shared that. Thank you.
And I'd like to say, you know, from what I noticed, when I was a trial attorney, you had those who went that way. Like we had kids who would run away and become strippers and strip clubs and whatnot. So, you know, that giving it away, so to speak, in different forms and getting paid for it or whatnot. But you also had the other end of the spectrum where they just had a very abnormal response to relationships, you know, at all. Can you tell us a little bit about how that one works, Sister Marie?
You mean when they run away and,
when they completely withdraw and don't want to have, you know, there's the spectrum where there's promiscuous, and then there's the spectrum.
Exactly.
Where,
on the other side, like I withdrew initially,
mm-hmm.
you know, but, and it took a very long time. And that's the effects of unresolved trauma, because everybody reacts differently. Mm-hmm. You may endure the same trauma, but we all process this differently or have different effects.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just another way that we deal with it.
Wow.
And unfortunately, for healing, the victim has to want it.
Because
sharing, but unless the victim wants to get the help, there's nothing anyone can do.
And it's the same with everything. You know, it's the same with health and fitness. It's the same with somebody dealing with a medical issue. It's the same with drugs. Anything that you are dealing with, especially when we're talking about sins, until you get sick and tired of it and you want deliverance, you're like a pig in slop. You're just really glad to stay there. Let's just be honest about it. I remember when I asked the Lord to deliver me from being overweight, you know, cause I was sitting there eating, you know, these two large pizzas with some cinnamon sticks, some cheese sticks, and a Sierra Mist. And I'm crying and eating and and, you know, just finally just getting on my knees saying, okay, Lord, if you don't stop me, I'm not going to stop. I can't do it. And so then when he starts teaching me in his word what's wrong, by the time he starts talking to me, okay, the crying spell is over. I don't want to stop anymore. But thanks be to God, he berated me every day, every moment with his word, about health and fitness from a scriptural standpoint. So it, in my opinion, until you get sick and tired, until you are ready to actually take the steps, to move past it, trying to browbeat it into somebody isn't going to help. It's a waste of your time and theirs, because they're not going to hear it. They're not in a place to receive it. And oh my gosh, we only have 7 minutes. Okay. Sister Marie, what would you like the victims of sexual assault to take away from your chapter in RU?
I would like the victim to know you don't have to be, to remain shut in if you're there. Silently hurting due to unresolved trauma, internalizing needlessly. You don't have to be. There is help out there. Get in touch with me, MarieLMcKenzie@gmail.com, or on all social media. You don't have to remain where you are. There is help. And for friends or family of victims, don't push. They have to be ready in their own time. Provide the information and the support.
And I know you're in the Florida area. Are there any like national hotlines or support lines or
RAINN, RAINN.org.
Awesome. Same question to you, Sister Angela. What do you want people to take away from your chapter?
I want people to understand that God provides, and that we cannot control the actions of another person, but we can control what we do and who we believe in. And that when we take our eyes off of what is not, then God can show us what is. So I just want my readers to understand that the whole chapters and the whole book is just about knowing that God sees us and God provides. And then he gives us options and solutions to change the things on our own and not rely so much on others.
Well, you know, I have a question for you that may be a little controversial depending on how people see it. Some people kind of take offense when you lump these people into the same group. But, you know, you did say that there's one male author there. So more than likely you're going to have some males reading the book who may be single fathers raising their children without wives. You know, in their lives, do you think they should skip your chapter, or are there things in there that can help them too?
There are things in there that can help them too. Please read the chapter, fellas. just put yourselves in that woman's shoes. Cause in my chapter, I give examples of different women that I've coached and how I've helped them financially and, you know, through wisdom and biblical principles. So all of that applies to the single fathers too. They're just males instead of females, but single fathers struggle financially, mentally and emotionally if they're not getting any support from the mother of these children. So it applies to them as well.
Amen. I agree. And all right, ladies.
Sorry, just remember that victims of sexual assault, they have brothers, fathers, and they may be male or female. Male supporters, you know, they're not always rapists. There are good male figures out there.
Yes.
Read the book, share the information with the people you love.
Right. And you know, I'm so glad you brought it up, because, you know, that case has been a high profile case about the man traveling cross country to get the little girl, killing her whole family, kidnapping her. We see that as the, you know, kind of poster child of sexual assault, but it's so much closer to home than people realize. It's not just the internet. It's not just predators that you don't know. People right in your own family, can be the ones perpetrating against a woman, a child, a man, a young man, you never know. Exactly. So we need to teach our children in general what to be aware of and not to be afraid to come to us. Okay, ladies, I gotta let you guys tell everybody how to get the book, how to get in touch with you for your personal services, and you know, to follow you on your on social media platforms, all that good stuff. You go, Sister Marie.
Yes, the book is available at Amazon. It's only ebook, $2.99 at this time. The paperback will be out in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. I may be contacted at marielmckenzie.com, or my email address is marielmckenzie@gmail.com. And I'm on all the social media platforms as Marie McKenzie.
And your other book, just in case they want to read that too?
Yeah, my other book, Things That Keep Me Up at Night, it's my memoir, and it's also available on Amazon.com and wherever books are sold online.
All right. Sister Angela, your turn.
Hello again to everyone that's listening. I can be found on all the social media platforms, Angela Taylor Fisher. I have two email addresses, so you can contact me at angela.fisher92@yahoo.com, or you can reach me at soundingthealarm.gn.gmail. So those are my two ways to contact me. And I'm on Instagram. I'm trying to think, guys, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, you know, you can find all those places. Mm-hmm. And I also have another book as well, that you can purchase off of my website. And my website is www.atfglobal.net. And that book is Fierce Women Roaring Into Purpose, From Pain to Purpose.
Hallelujah.
And as Coach Marie, Are You Lit is on Amazon right now. So you can go to the ebook, and as she said, the paper book is coming out soon.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you, ladies, so much. God bless you. It is a wonderful interview. I know our listeners were blessed just like I was. Unfortunately, that's time. I've got to get out of the way for my next favorite show on the platform. It's the Teens Talk Truth Radio Show, hosted by my favorite young men on the planet, my sons, AJ and Alex Taylor.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that title, Are You Lit, is really one of those for kids. You know, they understand lit. but at any rate, we're going to get out of the way so that they can come to you with hot topics affecting teens in society today. So you guys don't want to miss it. Keep it locked right here. I am going to get out of the way, and you guys have a wonderful weekend. William.
Yes, I'm right here. I just want to
say something now.
I want to thank your two guests today. What an enlightening show. It was just fantastic. I enjoyed every minute of it. It is great. Just want to share with you, you were getting on me about not congratulating Morocco. Okay. Yes, I wasn't going to let you get away with that.
No. It's the sports page.
It's the sports page. Yes, I understand that. And speaking of the sports page, you didn't mention anything about, our sister Brittany Griner coming home. We did mention that.
Congratulations. You got one right. Yeah.
I got one right. You will pay for this tomorrow. I promise you. I promise you. Absolutely. And ladies, I tell you, both coaches, Angela and Coach Marie, hey, enjoyed that. And if you guys get a chance, tomorrow, listen in to the Boomerang Radio Show. And that comes on at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5 o'clock Central, and 6 p.m. on the East Coast. And last week, we had a very important show. I thought it was great, Anne, and our audience enjoyed that. The topic was holiday safety and situational awareness. Ladies and gentlemen, be careful. Or have fun, but really be careful of your surroundings. And I want you to stay tuned to the Boomerang, because there will be a continuation of that program January the 8th. Mark your calendars. We have this detective out of San Bernardino, great, great friend of mine. Well, actually, he gets insulted when I call him a detective. He's an investigator. And we also had a sergeant. I'm getting it right. Okay. And we had Sergeant Moffitt from the Los Angeles Police Department. We also had our very own Dr. Reverend Rudolph Demery, who was also a former police officer. So these things are important. There are some great, great officers out here. We know they're a bunch of rotten apples, but I think the good ones, I always believe the good ones outweigh the bad. They just need to speak
right,
more.
Right, right, right.
But anyway, stay tuned. The Teens Talk Truth radio show is coming up shortly, but keep it locked right here on Studio W The Buzz. And if you love gospel music, don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning. And those of you on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Instagram, wherever you're listening right now, keep in mind, we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gospel uh-huh. music tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the East Coast, 7 o'clock on the West, and 9 Central. Some great, great gospel music. So tune in to the Gospel Explosion. In the meantime, be right back shortly with Teens Talk Truth. Thank you, Ann, and thanks tremendously to your two wonderful, wonderful guests. Keep it locked Thank right you. Here, ladies and gentlemen, on Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network.
Bye.
Bye, Angel. We'll talk.